Introduction. My daughter Shelley and I boarded the plane in Phoenix, feeling fortunate that we had been bumped to first class. I was assigned 4A, however, and she was seated in 7A, both window seats. All 28 seats in first class were full, so we were hoping that someone would be willing to change seats so that we could be together for the 4-hour flight. Shelley said to the man seated in the aisle seat beside 7A, "Would you be willing to change seats so that I can sit with my father?" "Is it an aisle seat?" the man asked. "No, it's a window seat." "Can't do that," he said. "Don't like crawling over people to get out." "I can understand that," Shelley responded as she took her seat. A bit later, the man who had been assigned the aisle seat beside me arrived. I said, "Would you be interested in sitting in 7A so that my daughter and I could sit together?" He glanced back at 7A and said, "I'd be happy to." "I really appreciate that," I said. "Not a problem," he replied with a smile as he picked up his paper and moved to 7A. Later, I reflected on that incident. What accounted for the two different responses? The men were about the same age, late 50s or early 60s was my guess. Both were dressed in business attire, yet one held to his aisle seat with tenacity, while the other freely gave up the aisle to accommodate our desire. Could it be that one man had a daughter and the other did not? Could it be that the man who freely gave up the aisle seat really preferred a window seat? Or was it just that they had gone to different kindergartens and had different mothers? Had one been taught to share and help people, while the other to look out for number one? Did one have a loving gene that the other did not get? For decades, I have observed similar events, both large and small, and have asked myself, what makes the difference between lovers and those people who seldom show an attitude of concern and care for others? What are the characteristics of loving people? How were these character traits developed? In the past year, trying to answer these questions, I have traveled the country observing behavior, interviewing people, reading available research, and examining religious teachings and practices. I have also drawn upon my 35 years of experience as a marriage and family counselor. In the course of this study of love, I have named what I believe are the 7 characteristics of a loving person: kindness, patience, forgiveness, humility, courtesy, generosity, and honesty. These 7 traits are not vague feelings or good intentions. They are habits we learn to practice when we decide to become authentically loving people. They are basic, practical traits that are doable in everyday life. Yet the result of making these traits a habit is remarkable: satisfaction in relationships. Love is multifaceted. It is like a diamond with many surfaces, yet one display of beauty. In a similar way, when put together, the 7 key characteristics of love form a loving person. Each trait is critical. If you're missing one in your relationships, you are missing something significant. I believe these traits are the keys not only to successful relationships, but to success in all of life. That's because the only way to find true satisfaction in life is to love others well. How to use this book. In Love as a Way of Life, you will find many stories from people across the country who have discovered or are trying to discover the joys of living out the 7 traits of a loving person. You will also find practical ideas on how to develop these characteristics in your own life. Let me suggest that you not rush through the book, but instead, take the time to explore each facet of love in every type of relationship in your life. With that in mind, please note that each chapter in Part 2 includes the following elements. Questionnaire. This simple self-test will challenge you to think through how one of the 7 loving traits is shown in your life. This test appears at the beginning of the chapter in order to alert your mind to your strengths and weaknesses in relationships as you hear about the character trait. A new definition. At the beginning of each chapter, I provide my definition of what a certain character trait looks like in the context of authentic love. Habits to acquire. Because each of the 7 traits